I'm here with Lynn Bartles, a reporter for the Denver Post, and Joe Hanna with the Durango Herald. I know you both covered President Barack Obama's recent visit. What was your sense of the mood and the vibe? And I know that we're going to be seeing him frequently this year. Joe?
Well, this was part of his swing state tour right after the State of the Union. He visited Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, Michigan. Not coincidences in what his itinerary was. Here in Colorado, he was really promoting kind of a local issue, renewable energy and natural gas. And he was really trying to get on the side of people who go for an all-of-the-above solution, which he just co-opted that language straight from Republicans. And he's really trying to cast himself as a friend of the natural gas industry, also a friend of consumers and people who are looking for fairness. He says, let's end oil company tax breaks. Let's instead focus on natural gas and renewable energy, which those are things where Coloradans work. This isn't a huge oil state. It is a big natural gas state, wind and solar.
And Lynn, the Post is saying that that polls really well with unaffiliated voters. Colorado has a lot of unaffiliated voters. Did you get the sense that that's who he was really trying to appeal to?
Well, I thought even more than the energy, to me, were the striking images from the event of all the military personnel shaking his hands. This was held at Buckley Air Force Base. There were Marines, Army, Navy, Air Force. As a Democrat, Obama isn't always looked at as being that pro-defense, you know, tough pro-military commander-in-chief. The military, all these people with cameras and hands up trying to shake his hand and wanting to talk to him. His focus was energy, but Colorado Republicans said that this was nothing more than a campaign stop and blasted it. I'll point out that the Denver Post front page story of the event was not the story about the event itself, but the story from our energy reporter and what his speech meant.
And Lynn, that's exactly right. I brought my camera, was taking pictures from the different set camera positions they had. They did a masterful job in setting up those visuals. The closest camera position to the president was off to his left. So right behind him, you saw a crowd of 200 soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, all in their camouflage uniforms. And above it was his new slogan, "An America Built to Last," straight on, looking straight at his face. There is a massive American flag behind him. This is at a time when his presidential rivals in Florida are having debates, beating him up over his foreign policy, calling him weak on defense.
And we're going to be seeing a lot of other candidates swing through Colorado. Ron Paul is scheduled to come here very soon.
Ron Paul's coming, and so is Mitt Romney coming. It's a swing state, and one of the things that people have explained to me that's also interesting about Colorado is it's a cheap media market, and that's why you're going to see tons of ads here, too. So you're not only going to have presidential candidates, you're going to be socked on the airwaves by their visits, by their messages constantly.
Do you think voters are getting ready for this, or are people still electioned out?
For Republicans, this is going to be very quick. There is going to be a campaign, just a matter of days, maybe a week long. The caucuses, remember, are February 7th, and we've actually got a race this year. There will be a fast blitz. I would be surprised if all four candidates weren't here. Then there's going to be a big lull until the general election. This next week is kind of our chance to see everybody up close and personal.
When Santorum looked like he had just barely won Iowa, although we know he won Iowa, I saw in Facebook postings Colorado politicos saying, hey, tickets to Pennsylvania are $198 round trip. Who's with me? Let's go fire up some momentum. So there's people all around the state that are engaged on that. That said, Romney did very well in Colorado in 2008. And most people expect him to carry the state.
Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post and Joe Hanna with the Durango Herald, thanks for talking to us today.
Till next time.
Thank you.
I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.